It's time for a little taste
. Okay, I just watched the first episode of this Amazon Prime show, The Terminal List with Chris Pratt. And they dropped, I think, all 8 episodes, you know, at the same time. But I just watched the first one, not being really sure what to expect. And, you know, the first part of the episode is, This stars Chris Pratt, so he's like the commander of this unit. I think it's in Syria. And at least in the beginning of the episode it is. And their operation goes wrong, right? And that part, I was tuning out on it at that point. I wasn't real into it, really. But then, once the rest of the story developed, and that became interesting, I now feel like I need to go back and rewatch the beginning of it, because it got super interesting and super up my alley in terms of him possibly dealing with memory loss from a concussion and PTSD and all of that, but also possibly just being lied to, of course, by the government. And you just don't know. You don't know what's real and what's not. He doesn't know what's real and what's not. And the whole thing, I mean, he just, by the end of that first episode, it just feels that way. So, just quickly, I saw some kind of light criticism. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what their problem is, except maybe the whole anti-government angle. But that's right up my alley, so there are a lot of reasons to be anti-government, especially now. So I think a lot of people will be way into this show. And if you haven't given it a chance yet, you need to. And I'm going to report back as I watch further episodes. But yeah, Amazon Prime, The Terminal List, Chris Pratt, check it out. Peace.
Thanks for listening.